fucking strong as shit.
Yeah, yeah, she's an athlete, man. Yeah. She's an athlete, big athlete, yeah.
Just tough. I remember her fight with Amanda Nunes when Amanda had her really rocked in that first round, and then she came back to stop her.
Yeah, that was amazing.
To this day, when she won that fight and screamed, poof, it just gives you chills.
Yeah,
it was like
that
one of the most primal, that was just like
Conan.
Yes, it was like from her bones. Just
like that.
She won, and she went through hell in that first round. That fight fucked her up for a long time.
Yeah,
she was talking about it on the podcast. She got brain damage from that fight.
Yeah, yeah, she's still like recovering from it.
That
I think
crazy.
Yeah, it's just
Amanda Nunes is a freak.
She's a monster.
She's a freak.
She should be put in jail for what she's doing. These poor women.
Well, when she clipped Cyborg, you can see Cyborg going, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, yeah, because like I said, doesn't look like she hits that hard.
Oh my gosh,
and
she
then
hits
she
so hard.
Hits, and then it lands. It's just like, whoa, like she's got something going on. Like
it's crazy how some people just have this weird power.
Hello, buenos dias. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. And let's see if today will be a good day. What is going on? I'm excited. Not, what the hell? Some stuff going on right here. Working in the middle of the street while people are commuting to work. Wow. Well, good morning to everybody. I really don't want to go to work, but you know, that's what we always gotta do to put food on the table. You know, and even if I had wealth, I would have to go work. I would just basically, you know, I guess you're a little remorseful when you go to work and you don't have enough to cover your cost of living. And it's always been that situation for me, unfortunately, and it's always been that I've been, you know, grateful because I felt like, you know, maybe that's what I was worth, you know. But as time goes on and you figure out your true value as an individual, as a human, you know, you want a bigger slice of the cake. You know, because you have certain skills are, you know, invaluable. And maybe is that the right word? You know, like priceless. You know, and there's certain traits that only certain individuals have, you know, that no other individual would have. And speaking of which, you know, I came back yesterday, man, and this is after calling out 2 days, you know. During that 2 days, the work just stacked up, you know, there was a lot of things to do. It's not good, man, not good. Always proves my point, you know. These jack wagons can't do anything without having their hand held. You know, they had one thing that they were asked to do to cover my ass, which was basically move one of the executives from their office into another office temporarily so they could work while their office is being renovated. you know. So I totally, you know, I can totally sympathize with the individual affected by this, you know, because I understand that they're going to be working in an environment they're not used to, not comfortable with, a little bit different, a little bit more demanding, you know, a little bit more demanding in the sense that, you know, they probably have to move around further, you know, this and that. There's a lot of ins and outs, you know, that a person's, you know, and you have to take into consideration the person themselves, you know, if they're a high-tech, tech-savvy, you know, person, you know, it's not a big deal, but if they are a, you know, older, sorry, I was focusing on the road. If they are an older person and, you know, they're not very good with technology, you should do what you can to facilitate their needs. That's a fun fact. Did you know unexpected treasures unfold to the unique terrain of exotic locations? I didn't read the full thing. But yeah, so, and that just brings me to, back to my other point, you know, why do we have elderly people who aren't able to handle technology in our department, you know, taking up valuable resources that could be going into an individual that could provide more resources, you know, more value for those resources, you know, and I understand, you know, you need to retire, you know, that's whatever, you need to suck up as much as the, of the company money as you can, right, but, you know, I feel bad about it. I'm not even an a legit American citizen, you know, I'm a fucking illegal alien, and I know my taxes, where they go to, you know, I pay my taxes, and I know that, you know, part of my taxes goes into paying these jack wagons. So, you know, when you hear about, you know, you're asked to do one thing, you know, here's the job. You move someone's thing from one office to the other office, and you set it up so they can use it, right? Not that complicated, dude. What they did was they literally put their monitor, they put half of the equipment, and by the way, the other half was wrong. They left it there, you know. They put all the wrong equipment on the cart, then they just left it there in the office. So, first thing in the morning, you know, dumbass me had to do is go up there and, you know, get their shit done. You know, it's not the most, you know, it's not the way I want to start my day, that's for sure. You know, and you have these jack wagons coming in at 5:30 in the morning when there's not shit to do. And they spend the first 2 hours of their day watching a movie, you know, with their dirty ass and whatnot. Or whatever the fuck they do, watch Google Maps, go through maps, be creeps on that, I don't know what they do. But, you know, when you take that into consideration, and then you're asked to do one thing, you know, during the one fucking hour that you're available during the day, I just don't, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. I have a lot of issues, so, with my team, you know, I've talked about it a lot, but there's a lot of good things, you know, so it's always, you know, the good things that keep me focused, because eventually I think, you know, something's going to change, you know, it's going to change for the better, you know. If they were to have hired one of my friends from my previous company, which I spent hours, you know, negotiating with them, persuading them to apply, and then have, and then tell my manager the very next day, and then have them just completely ignored, and then, you know, I find out, oh, it never happened. Found out it never happened. You know, and to find out, like, 2 weeks after that, when they were asking for, like, updates and whatnot, it was just really annoying, you know. So now they need someone again, you know. So why am I going to go through the burden of looking for someone? If last time I did, I gave them three very decent applicants, and we got literally nothing. You know, I didn't get any response, I didn't get any feedback, any thanks, you know, like, why would I go through the trouble of persuading people I know, networking on behalf of my company? You know, our industry right now, IT, in Utah is 0%. I think our non-employment rate is like 2%, which on a national rate is wow, you know, it's, and I may be wrong about the statistics, a little bit off, but it's pretty damn close if you look it up. 0%, you know, so if you're a person looking to hire, a company looking to hire, you're either going to have to, if you want to get someone that's really good, you're either going to have to pay very well and, you know, steal that person away, you know, to bring them into the company. So you're going to have to overcompensate them. You're going to have to spend that cash, you know, you're going to have to spend that LeBron James money if you want to bring the top talent, you know, to your company in the state, you know. And if you don't want to spend that money, you're going to have to, you know, look either very hard for a while, you know, you're going to have to leverage, you know, the employees of your company to give referrals to the people they know, you know, and bring candidates that already have an established rapport with the team, you know. And that's what he could have done, you know, but it's just mismanagement after mistake after mistake, you know. And I don't know if it's a lack of time, or I don't know, I don't think it's a lack of maybe a competency. I definitely don't think that. I think maybe it's more of a lack of urgency, you know. I don't know, you know, I'm a piece of shit too, so sometimes I feel like I'm just bitching, I'm just, you know, but I can't have the same feeling over and over and over and over and over and over again, if there wasn't any truth to it, you know. And when you see these patterns, you know, repeatedly, you know, repeat themselves, it's a little, you know, underwhelming, I'll just say that. Ah. There you go. Leave out the sigh of relief. There's a lot of weight that's been taken off my shoulders over the last couple of weeks. You know, and it only seems to be getting better. And hopefully by the time summer hits, I'm at my full peak. You know, but I still have a lot of legal burdens, you know, and I think burden is a really good word for it. You know, because I don't think I'm going to get anything back. You know, I really regret ever going to work that morning that, you know, left me with a lot of debilitating issues. And one of those issues is a nagging, like I went to the jazz gym, for example. I think I talked about that on the podcast a few podcasts ago, and just to walk up there, the ankle that that got pushed into, like, you know, when I got pushed forward after the when I got rear-ended, you know, it's that pain hasn't gone away, and it was weird because it's the one issue that got worse as time went on. You know, I don't remember it being an issue, and then just as the weeks went by, you know, I would start, and probably if you go back and listen to the earlier podcast, maybe you hear me bitch about that, bitch and moan about the issues, but it started becoming a reoccurring issue, you know, where it would really hurt, and you know, the cold weather would make it worse, and they did a little bit of treatment, you know, but turns out that there was enough, you know, insurance money back, and so now I'm having to pay for these bullshit-ass treatments from the stupid medical center, you know, that, that for one is kind of overpriced, and for two, I didn't feel like, you know, I feel like every time I went there, they're joking and being inconsiderate, you know, like, I don't know, they didn't seem genuine. The chiropractor was good, you know, but like everyone else, the employees, you know, I was underimpressed with, to be honest. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see how today goes. I don't look forward to today. You know, I have a project I'm unprepared for, a big meeting with my boss, my boss's boss, simply because I don't have time to do shit at this bullshit ass job, you know, because I'm always having to help people, you know. I'm always asked because no one else is willing to, and you know, my boss can't really fill that role with anyone else, you know, so you know, I'm having to do a lot of jobs twice, and having for a lot of people, you know, I'm really stressed out and tired of it, and could really go without it at this point in my life. But we'll see. We'll see how things go. Hopefully, I can get a haircut soon. It's always good to get a haircut. But yeah, thanks for catching the Upholstery Show. Have a good day.